Some of the images coming out of Syria in recent days caught our attention. I'm talking about what's happening in Homs, the country's third largest city. It's a city under siege, its citizens trapped inside with virtually no food and services until a tenuous truce allows them to flee. Those scenes look a lot like Bosnia during the war there in the 1990s. Today, Bosnia faces a different dilemma. The nation that emerged from the ashes of the Balkan Wars now faces massive unemployment and government corruption and big protests. Elvira Jukic is a reporter with the online news outlet Balkan Insight in Sarajevo.
Everything started on Wednesday, actually, in Tuzla, where workers started complaining. I mean, they had been complaining for months about these companies that they used to work in, which was privatized, and then they were ripped off and they were closed after privatization. And then kind of in support to Tuzla, many people started gathering in Sarajevo and other towns. So on Friday, the situation escalated, and when there were news in the media that the building of government in Tuzla was set on fire, the same happened in Sarajevo in a matter of minutes. From time to time, there had been some fights between the protesters and the police. I was there the whole time, and I could see two or three police cars being on fire, and everything was...
I mean, as you say, it sounds really messy. It sounds chaotic, yeah. But you were in these protests on Friday. I gather it took several rounds of back and forth of aggression between protesters and police before you started getting a sense of what these protests are all about. So what are they all about?
People are angry. And when I talked to people in the streets, with the protesters, everybody said, we have had enough of this type of government, this way of being in power.
And what does that mean? What type of government? What are they doing that people they are so angry about?
Reluctant and incompetent politicians. One of the largest problems is corruption. And also, when I say corruption, it's not just that some politicians are taking money from some public procurements and whatever, but politicians in a way that you cannot get a job after you finish university. You have to have somebody who is a friend or family to get a proper job.
Right, so kind of nepotism. So how much of this trouble, nepotism, corruption, unemployment, how much of it can you trace back to the war in the 1990s in the Balkans?
This looks like anger of the people was being accumulated over the years, because after the war was over in 1995, there were several years of reconstruction. And after that period, people expected something new and something which would bring them, basic elements of a normal life. And that didn't happen. So it all led to this moment when thousands who lost their jobs, who don't have an opportunity to work and earn for a living, have decided to go out the streets and say, we've had enough.
Elvira Jukic, a reporter with the online news group Balkan Insight, speaking with us from Sarajevo. Thank you very much.
Thank you too, Marco.